May God indeed refine us, work in us, and strengthen us to always stand with and before Him. Amen. All to His glory. Amen. We're working our way through the Gospel of Luke, as I know many of you realize. It's been now, I think we're at 17 weeks of going through this. And we'll do our very best to tackle the main themes of these two chapters. I do invite you to come to our Bible class afterwards at 10:15, where we'll get to dig in even further into many of them. But I want to start off by sharing a saying I bet a lot of you have heard before. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I think that saying is appropriate not only for what we see in the women who have been serving in LWML for so long and throughout the last century, working and helping the church be its fullest, best self, as they've served the community, served the world with this saving gospel. But I think it's especially true for each and every one of us Christians, that we need something to stand on. You heard it in the hymn that we just sang, and I think it's worthwhile for us to again. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to your foes. When we're leaning on Him, when we're standing on the foundation that Jesus gives us, that is when we are the strongest and the most secure. When you and I are trying to venture out on our own, or as Jesus says, apart from me, when we think, I've got this, I can handle it, that is when we are most vulnerable. That's when we don't have His strength. That's when we are most at risk of suffering and of struggle. And I hope we hear that that is the last desire of God's heart. His first, His greatest desire is for us to know that strength and know that security. And you hear that in Jesus really all throughout this. When He points out the woman who puts her two last coins into the offering, we think of the widow of the LWML mites that have been collected for these 100 plus years and given to do mission work around the world. What Jesus is saying is she's standing on God. She's completely trusting Him, even putting in her last pennies. And yet she's the one who gives the most and is the most secure, the strongest one of all. Jesus is talking to us about a time when I think our world is beginning to see many of the things that are described here that were described back two millennia ago. This idea of wars rising up against others, of earthquakes, of famines and pestilence in various places, fearful events. And we may not be yet seeing the great signs in the heavens yet, but many of those things are happening, aren't they? And so with all that in mind, with the ups and downs of elections or of economies or our own personal health, of our own circumstances, be it a nation, a world, or you individually as a family, with all that can shake and rock and roll in our lives, isn't it wonderful that He offers to us this foundation that we can stand on? And one of the first things I think before we really get into the foundation that Jesus is maybe realize what's the foundation He's standing on. What is wonderful about God as He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is they never act independently. They each are strengthening the other, working in that unity together. When those who are doubting Jesus ask Him, by what authority are you doing this? Who gave you this authority? He, of course, answers their question by asking them a question, which is a terrific old rabbi's trick to use to make your people who are doubting you really reveal what their doubts are, what their struggles are. And, of course, they choose not to answer them, but you and I know that Jesus' foundation is the Father. The Father who planned before the creation of this world to send Jesus Christ for you and me. The Father who then sent Him as that baby born in Bethlehem's manger, who at His baptism spoke out and said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." He comes with that authority to give sight to the blind, to bring prisoners out of jail, and to give hope to the hopeless. That authority that comes from the grace and the majesty of God Almighty. It's that authority of God Himself that Jesus, as God, is walking on this earth and sharing and giving and doing all that He's doing for us. Now, with that in mind, isn't that the authority you and I want to stand in? If we've got God on our side, or as Scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Where else would we want to try to stand? Where else would we want to try to go? Imagine you have two different wallets, okay? You have your wallet where our bank accounts run out and we have to wait and hope till our check gets deposited and, you know, be all sensitive with our pennies. Or we have the wallet of God Almighty, who has all the wealth of the world. We're going to sit there and get our little $2 worth of gas, or, you know, $6 worth of groceries over here. Or we are going to depend on God and the richness of His patience, of His promises, of His Spirit, of His love that has no end. Which wallet, which foundation do you want to trust? Where do we want to stand? And I hope, I'm sure it is true for everyone in this room, I hope it's true for everyone watching or listening, that our goal in all of this, we want to stand before Jesus and with Jesus at the end of all eternity, right? That's our goal. We want to stand there, and when those pearly gates open, and when it's time for us to enter in, whether that is next week or it is, you know, next month, or it's the, you know, the next decade, whenever it comes, we want to stand with Him to live forever with the one who says, "I am the resurrection and the life." If I look at my own resume, my own qualifications for why I do that, I may have an occasional day or two that could really shine. I could try to hold up those days. But if it was really honest, all the other days that don't shine so well in my life, all the other bad decisions I've ever made, or times I have walked not in faith, but in my own self-centeredness, those could be held up by the accusing attorney and say, not qualified. Doesn't get to do that. Doesn't get to stand with Jesus. So if standing before Him is our goal, but standing on our own strength or our own foundation is how you and I want to get there, we're in trouble. I think that's what Jesus is trying to say to those Sadducees who are like, well, who's really going to get in? Who's going to be married to who in heaven? And who gets to qualify and all of those things? Jesus says, you guys have a total misunderstanding of this. He's the God of the living, and He's the God who wants you then to stand firm in Him, in faith in Him, not in our works, not in what you and I can do on our best shining days. And certainly not be limited by what we fail to do or what we sinfully do on our worst days and in our worst moments, but to stand firm on the foundation of Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the forgiver of our sins, as the wiping clean of our slate, and as the one whose fullness of His grace and His bank account gets to stand in the stead of ours. To stand before Him is our goal, and the way you and I get there is when we stand in our faith in Jesus. Those tenants who owed fruit, who owed in essence taxes to a share of the fruitfulness back to the landowner, they are the people of Israel. They're the people of the church today. We owe God our everything. We didn't make the vineyard. We didn't build this church. We didn't create the kingdom of God. He did. We aren't the ones who opened up the gates to heaven by our good things that we've ever done. He's the one who opened that way. And so the only way you and I are ever going to get there is if we ride on that gospel train by holding firm in faith to Jesus, the one who built the train, the one who built the track, the one who laid it as His cross was the bridge across that will never be washed away. He, when we stand firm in Him, gets us through any storm and struggle and difficulty. Well, what do we do then when we face those difficulties? What do we do when we face those moments of weakness and we're wondering, how do I get through this? Jesus says, in even the worst of times, He invites us, when those temptations hit us, when we are struggling, that we can stand on that grace that He's given us. I've already forgiven you. I've already set you free from all the consequences of that. But in the struggles and the worries and the doubts, and in the legitimate frightening times that might be coming, with struggles of nations against nations, and when the stars of the signs in the stars begin to happen, Jesus tells us, whether the worries are at a personal scale or a cosmic scale, He says this: fix your eyes on Me. Stand up and lift up your heads. Fix your eyes on Me, because I'm the one that brings you the redemption. I'm the one that gives you the foundation. Stand up and stand on the foundation of grace that Jesus gives us. It's a wonderful, beautiful picture that is, we can be there. And it tells us that we can always be on the watch, always praying and ready to, even to escape the difficulties. Because when our eyes are fixed on Him, we know there is nothing that this world can do to us. No trouble, no disease, no struggle that's going to be permanent like the grace and like the heaven that He will welcome us to. May God help us trust in Jesus. May God help us stand firm on the foundation He has laid for us by Jesus' death and resurrection. And may God help us look Him in the face, that we stand up and fix our eyes on Him in any and every situation. Amen.